Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we are getting back to Jesus, back to the basic, and we're journeying through the Gospel of Luke, and we're enjoying Jesus and reimagining Jesus and re-seeing Jesus, and we are talking about what has traditionally been called the quiet time, the talk in the morning, getting up and Bible and journal and meditation and prayer and maybe coffee or tea, whatever your fancy is, and enjoying Jesus in the morning, but we're really not talking about the talk. We're talking about beginning a conversation that lasts throughout the day, because that really is what Christianity is about. It's journeying with Jesus, it's enjoying Jesus, it's relationship with Jesus, and whatever comes out of that, great. But it always, always starts there, and it continues there, and it will never end there. And so, good morning, happy Tuesday morning, welcome to the podcast. I'm thrilled that you're here. I have Luke chapter 17 open in front of me, so you can go there as well. The title of the podcast this morning is Seven Times, and some of you already know what passage we're going to be in just a moment, and we will get there. But first of all, who do you really not want to forgive? I mean, not at all. Maybe they've hurt you badly. Or it's a person or a group of people that continue to hurt you. Or when you're in their presence, you just feel angry and powerless. Or they have just different values than you, and that's going to hurt the family, or it's going to hurt the church, or it's going to hurt the nation, or whatever, and there's just rage and anger inside of you because these people or this group just has different values, and you're angry and you don't want to forgive. Or maybe forgiving feels like condoning what they're doing or what they're saying. Or forgiving feels like giving up. Like, if I forgive, they win, I lose. And that just can't happen. But who is it, or what group is it, that you really don't want to forgive? You don't want to let them go as the object of your anger. You don't want to give them the benefit. You just don't want to forgive. There's always someone. There's always a group. And there was in the ministry of Jesus. So if we could bring that person or that group just present in the presence of Jesus this morning, and let's let Him, by the power of the Spirit, set us free. Now, in Luke chapter 17, and Jesus is on His way to Jerusalem, He's almost there. In chapter 19, we're going to get to Jerusalem. So Jesus is on His way, and He's just teaching His disciples on the way to Jerusalem. And on this particular occasion, chapter 17, beginning in verse 3, He says to His disciples, "So watch yourself. If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. If they repent, forgive them. Even if they sin against you seven times in a day and seven times come back to you and say, 'I repent,' you must forgive them." The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." Now, I would love to tell you that this is an odd, kind of off-the-beaten-path teaching of Jesus, but it's not. Now, Matthew gives us a slightly extended version where Jesus is talking with Peter about forgiveness, and Peter blurts out, "Well, how many times shall I forgive someone? Seven times?" And I think Peter was being generous when he said seven. I think he was thinking once, twice, maybe three times. And Jesus responds, "Actually, Peter, seven times 70. And if you're already doing the math on seven times 70, don't worry about the math. It's not about math. It's about continual, open-ended, ongoing, no holds barred, lavish and unbelievable forgiveness, because that's exactly what God has done in Christ for us. 70 times 7. Jesus says, even if 7 times a day somebody comes and says, "I'm sorry," forgive them. And then the apostles, again, they say, "Increase our faith. Now, one of the best questions when we're looking at the teaching of Jesus, and I've said this before, I'll never tire in saying this because it's so important. One of the best questions is, when Jesus gives a command or a teaching, what is he trying to free us from? Because in this passage, he's trying to free Peter and co. and first century Israel from unforgiveness. The whole story of the gospel is about Israel's rage and anger and hatred toward those that had hurt them, were continuing to hurt them, that they felt powerless in the presence of, had different values than them. And Israel felt like if they forgave, they were condoning. If they forgave, they were giving up, and the enemy was winning. And Jesus comes in with this message of love your enemy again and again and again, go the extra mile again and again and again. And it culminates with Jesus hanging on the cross and his enemies crucifying him. And he says, oh, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Notice the enemy wasn't even repenting, and Jesus was forgiving. That's continuing to have the hose of forgiveness turned on, even if the enemy or the one functioning as the enemy is not repenting. It's like forgiveness is the ethic of the kingdom. Open-handed, lavish forgiveness. And back to our question, when Jesus gives us a command like this to forgive, what is he freeing us from? Well, when we don't forgive, we are bound. We're tied up, we're caught up, we're chained in hatred or disgust or judgment or thoughts about retaliation. Even if we don't feel like we're able to retaliate, we can sure have thoughts and daydreams about it. It's a living death. It's a bondage. And Jesus says, I have come to set you free. Forgiveness is freedom. God opens his arms on the cross, opens his heart wide, lavishly in forgiveness. And God is the most free person and the most happy person on the face of the earth. And I think Jesus would add to this teaching and say, don't let someone else keep you in bondage. Don't let someone else's action or lack of action, don't let someone else's value system, don't let what somebody else is doing keep you in the bondage of hatred and disgust and rage and anger. That's a living death. Rather, be free. Forgive not just once, twice, but seven times. And maybe we could think again of that person that we don't want to forgive, that group that we don't want to forgive because they've hurt us so bad. And the reality is they might not change. We hate their value system, or we just think that it's so wrong-headed. But you know what? They might not change their values. And we don't want to stay in prison until they change. And so Jesus says, you don't need someone else to change in order for you to be free. Forgive, not once, not twice, but seven times. And Matthew says 70 times seven. And again, it's not about math. It's about just keeping that faucet of forgiveness open. And by the way, the cross is at the heart of this ethic. Jesus hanging on the cross took aggression, rage, anger, hatred, and he exhausted its strength. It died there on and in him. And because the strength of evil and rage and hatred has been exhausted in Jesus, Jesus was able to not only not pass back anger and rage and hatred, but pass back mercy instead. And there's this brand new kingdom ethic unleashed in my marriage, in your marriage, in my friendships, in your friendships, in our churches, in even America, in God's world, because Jesus is the Lord of the world and has won the victory over the principalities and the powers. There will always be people that we do not want to forgive for various and sundry reasons. And Jesus says, if you want to be free, offer that forgiveness. It's exactly what God has done in Christ for you. And now open-handedly offer that to anyone and everybody else if you want to be free. Some have said that forgiveness is setting someone free from prison and then turning around and realizing it is you that has actually been set free. So who is it? That boss, that political leader, that person from the past, that person that's wronging you every day, that group that doesn't see it like you see it. Let's live the ethic of the kingdom of God. And we won't be able to do it unless we're focused on the cross. So this morning, let's just meditate on the cross. Let's just close our eyes and imagine and see Jesus on that cross, arms wide open, enemies attacking him. And then he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And right now, in this early morning talk with Jesus, let's offer forgiveness to the person that we want to withhold it from the most. And then let's walk free today and alive, looking for the opportunity just to keep that forgiveness hose on, because that is what God has done in Christ for us. That is the kingdom ethic. And that is what it means to live free and alive and unbound and fettered by anything. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.